Association of Broadcasters and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of RAD. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Lou Reed, wishing you and yours a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or whatever it is you do. Happiness through the years to you.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Hello, everybody.
We're going to start saying Merry Christmas again.
It's your pal, Chris.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
It's the big Christmas show. Just one thing I need. Let's get it ready. It's Chris's don't Helpful Tips here with you until 8 p.m. tonight.
Underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn in rage at close of day. Rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late. They grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Brave men, near death, who see with blinding sight. Blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle to that good night. Rage against the dying of the light.
Thornton, what does that poem mean to you?
It means I don't take from no. I'm gonna pass this test. I'm staying in school. Who's next?
Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
Do something a little different here. It's the Christmas show, but I'm gonna start you off with a little Desolation Row by Bob Dylan.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand tied to the tightrope walker, the other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one, she smiles and puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning, you belong to me, I believe. believe. Then someone says, you're in the wrong place, my friend, you'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Road. Now the moon is almost hidden, the stars are beginning to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love, or else expecting rain. And the Good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Road. Ophelia, she's neath the window, for her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her death is quite romantic, she wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion, her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in our trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole, and she also keeps the cards that read, have mercy on his soul. Can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row, across the street they've nailed the curtains, they're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. Here a spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouts, that's being punished for going to Desolation Row. At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders. And then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody is escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune. The Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, which side are you on? And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. Yesterday, about the time the doorknob broke, when you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mention, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now, I can't read too good. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
Not what you would consider a Christmas song, probably, but I'm starting off with that one. It's Desolation Row by Bob Dylan, the full 11 minutes and change version of that. This is Chris Earle. It is Chris's Helpful Tips. We haven't officially started the show yet. I guess we have, but We're going to just play one more version of Desolation Row, and then we'll get on to the joyfulness of Christmas. Desolation Row, let's get it started. This is for all the lonely people out there. You're not alone. It's Christmas. Hello, everybody. It's Christmas Helpful Tips. It's 5:19 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. What do you think of that? You want to call in for some advice, 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. I'll say it a few more times, and maybe that'll get you a little bit more excited to call. You can call. You don't have to call. You want to call in and say Merry Christmas? You do that. You want to call in and make a request? I will play it for you. The first three people to call, I'll play what they want. How's that? That's my Christmas gift to you. So I was actually out for a little bit. Well, I was here last week, but I ended up getting sick like right after I had left. And it's pretty bad. Pretty bad, everybody. Make sure you take care of yourself, you know? All of a sudden, it's like everything was happening at once, you know? A little bit of stomach ache, a little stomach flu, and all of a sudden, a little bit of the sniffles, got the trots, you know? It's pretty rough. But I went out, and I went to get myself checked out, made sure I could live another day, and here I am. My apologies to my buddy Derek. We were going to do the Christmas battle today, But I had almost no intention to be here today, and I wanted to see how everything went and how I was feeling. I was feeling a little bit up to snuff today, so I'm like, I'll come in and I'll play some tunes and just have kind of a low-key Christmas show here. We'll get together another time, as we often do. But, yeah, Winston Kidd and Mike Pincus, my apologies to them as well, because we were going to have them on to do the Christmas battle. And I never even got some time to get music together and stuff, so... We're going to play some tunes here. I got some ideas. And when I say we, I mean me. I think I'm going to start off. I want to play some Christmas stuff, but I really kind of want to play some other stuff before the Christmas stuff, just to get a few things out of the way. Well, why don't we just start off with a good old-fashioned smoke break? How about that?
Friends, here's a wonderful Christmas gift for anyone who smokes, because it says Merry Christmas and Happy Smoking 200 times. Yes, 10 packs of those better-tasting Luckies, all done up for Christmas in a beautiful carton created just for Lucky Strike by the famous designer, Mr. Raymond Loy. It'll look so bright and colorful under your Christmas tree, and it's such a welcome gift to anyone who enjoys a good smoke. Because, you know, smoking enjoyment is all a matter of taste. And the fact of the matter is, Lucky's taste better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. That's why you can't go wrong if you remember your friends with these colorful Christmas cartons of Lucky Strike.
Toot, 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 be happy, go Lucky, for Christmas gifts this year.
Give you a little Harry Belafonte.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought as now this day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rung so long the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. The bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill.
All right. It's all right. It's peaceful. A little boring, but it's nice. You know, Harry Belafonte with that one. Peace on Earth, Goodwill to Men. You know it. We just heard it. It's pretty good. A little nutcracker, huh? Crack those nuts. Little nutcracker? We'll play a little nutcracker. Let's play a little nutcracker. Oh, this is exciting. Yeah. A little nutcracker in the background while I'm gabbing away. So a little under the weather still, but here I am. It's Christmas, right? You gotta, I don't want to say finish strong. I don't want to finish. I gotta be strong. Just gotta be strong, right? Like the old Medford Strong. So this is Chris Earle. It's Chris's Helpful Tips, kinda. It's kind of a Christmas show. It's kind of time travel. It's kind of just me sitting on my ass, playing the hits. Like this one. This old chestnut from the 1800s. Actually, this is from the 1700s, wasn't it? Let me give you a little bit of nutcracker knowledge. I crack myself up. A little nutcracker knowledge. When's it from? Was it the ballet before the song? Is it the Nutcracker OP 71? It is an 1892 two-act classical ballet by good old Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Can you imagine? It's like, hey, who's that? Oh, that's Ilyich. That's Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. He just wrote a new tune for everybody to play. It's a two-act classical ballet. I was like, oh, is there dance in this? It's like, if there's going to be dance, it's going to be big. Can we put it on TikTok? Can we have nutcrackers in it and, like, scary little people that crack nuts? And then have a couple of, like, good-looking girls that weigh about 40 pounds each? So it's based on the short story, The Nutcracker and the Mouse King. I don't know. Who do you like the best? Are you a nutcracker guy? Or are you a mouse king guy? Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. I got to be careful. I don't want to blow out like a vein here today. I can't get upset. It's Christmas. Oh. I need somebody. It was the Beatles again. Not just anybody. Maybe that's another shout out for maybe somebody that'd like to call in and ask for some help. Some people need help at Christmas time. Other people need help all the time. Everybody needs a little bit of help. Anyway, we play that song a lot because that's part of the show. But we're playing, how about a song about a taco? Why don't we do that? I know it's not Cinco de Mayo, but everybody loves tacos. And everybody thinks, oh yeah, he's going to play that loudmouth soup frickin' taco jingle. No, I'm going to play Beck. What do you think of that? I was switching up for you, baby.
Satan gave me a taco and it made me really sick. The chicken was all raw and the grease was mighty thick. The rice was all rancid and the beans were so hard. I was getting kinda dizzy, eating all the lard. There was aphids on the lettuce and I ate every one. And after I was done, the salsa melted off my tongue. Pieces of tortilla got stuck in my throat, and the stains on my clothes burned a hole through my coat. My stomach was trembling, I broke out in a rash. I was so dry and thirsty and I didn't have no cash. So I went and found a hose, tore off all my clothes, turned on the water and it shot right up my nose. Some old lady came along and she thought I was a freak. So she beat me with a handbag till I could hardly speak. I was lying there naked, my body badly bruised in a pool of my own blood. Unconscious and confused, when the cops came and got me and threw me in their van. When I woke up on the ceiling and I couldn't find my hand, they took me to the judge. His eyes are glowing red. The courtroom was filled with the witches and the dead. Well, the sheriff was a hellhound with fangs and claws. The prisoners were tied up and chained to the walls. The air was getting thick, the smoke was getting thicker. The judge read the verdict, said, cut off his head. But they placed me on the altar, and he raised up the axe. My head was about to explode when I noticed the marshal stacks. I noticed all the smoke machines, the cameras and the lights. Some guy with a microphone running around dancing in tights. And I noticed the crew and the band playing down below. And I realized I was in a rock video. So I went and joined the band. Then I went out on tour. And I smoked a lot of heroin. Then I passed out in the door. I made out with the groupies. Started fires backstage. Made a lot of money. And I gave it all away. Well, the band got killed. So I started a solo.
Nothing says Christmas like Satan and tacos. I don't know. I just felt, I've been sick. So I'm just like, yeah, that's what it felt like, man. It felt like Satan gave me a taco. So what do you think of the Christmas show so far? It's 5:33 in the evening. And I was telling you a little bit about the old nutcracker. That's what we call the old nutcracker. That's what we call it around these parts. I'll throw a little Christmassy music in the background. Would you like a little Christmassy music while I tell you a little bit about the Nutcracker? I don't know if you are all aware, but the Nutcracker was Pietro Ilyich Tchaikovsky. And there's many woodwinds in it. There's a woodwind. There's a percussion. There's a timpani drum, a snare, a brass. Some strings. People love that. People love the Nutcracker. I saw the Nutcracker as a kid. I'd like to see it again, but you know, all the sugar plum fairies and things like that, and you got the Spanish dances, the Arabian dances. Like, I mean, that's a show, you know? Chinese dances, Russian dances, all kinds of stuff happening in that. I should just put on the entire Nutcracker and just get out of here. Boy, this one's melancholy, huh? This is Auld Lang Syne. So you got the Mouse King. That thing freaked me out, man. Maybe I'll watch the Nutcracker when I get home. I don't know how I'm going to watch it, but it's got to be on there somewhere. Got to figure it out. Hey, do you collect Nutcrackers? How many you got? 855-915-WMFO. Tell me about your Nutcrackers. I'll tell you about my nuts. What do you think of that? This is kind of, this makes me a little sad. Makes me feel of days gone by. You know, Christmases of old. You know, this Christmas hasn't even started yet, and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm done with it. Please. I'm just happy to be alive. A day above ground is a good day. You know? And when it's Christmas, it's an even better day. How's that? A little positivity for you. My name is Chris Earle, and the show is Chris's Helpful Christmas Tip Show. And it's 855-915-9636. You feel like calling in and making a request. Just like, hey, Chris, happy birthday. You can do that if you want. I'll tell you what, though. I'm ready to jazz it up. You ready to jazz it up? I'm ready to jazz it up. it's nice, but you know what? No, that's not what we want right now. What I want is some good old Gene Autry. Not Audrey. Autry. Gene Autry. Gene Autry, no. Gene Alanis Morissette Autry, no. Anyway, enough with these. They're all not going to be winners. You know that? With all the jokes, some spitfire in here. They're not all going to be winners. Anyway, it's Gene Autry, and it's up on the housetop. You know, they said, I thought it was up on the rooftop, but it's up on the housetop. You'll recognize it. It's the part, it's Ho, 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 and it's the second song that was made about Santa Claus. Did you know that? Well, it is.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws, out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys.
Ho, ho, ho,
who wouldn't go?
Ho, ho, ho,
who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with old Saint Nick. First comes the stocking of little Nell. Oh, dear Santa, fill it well. Give her a dolly that laughs and cries, one that can open and shut its eyes.
Ho, ho, ho!
Who wouldn't go?
Ho, ho, ho!
Who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. Stocking of little Bill. Oh, just see what a glorious fill. Here's a hammer and lots of tacks, a whistling ball and a whip that cracks.
Ho, ho, ho,
who wouldn't go?
Ho, ho, ho,
who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. The housetop, reindeer paws, out jumps good old Santa Claus, down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys.
Ho, ho, ho,
who wouldn't go?
Ho, ho, ho,
who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
Ho, ho, ho,
who wouldn't go? Who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
All right. Not bad. Not bad. I want to say not a bad start, but it's already 40 minutes in. I'm blowing it. Nah, don't worry. I've got a plan, everybody. Believe it or not, Chris Earle always has a plan. May not be what you want, but it's what I'm going to give you, and you're going to like it because it's Christmas. It's Christmas with a K. What do you think of that? Huh? What do you think of that, huh? Mr. Know-It-All, Chris Earle, is here with you until 8 p.m. You know, here I am. I got, you know, 3 hours. I can do whatever I want. And the thing is I'm just pissing it away. Just pissing it away. What is wrong with me? I don't know. I think it's pretty good so far. Well, what are you going to do? Tell you what. I'll give you a little traditional Elvis. How's that? A little traditional Elvis. I don't know what non-traditional Elvis would be, but, you know, this is like when Elvis was thin, too. And it's not my favorite, you know, my favorite Elvis is Fat Elvis, but we'll play a little thin Elvis, and then maybe I'll play a little Fat Elvis just to balance it out. Even though, you know, if you have a Fat Elvis, pretty much skinny Elvis ain't going to ever balance it out, because that sucker was fat. He was big. Anyway, feeling a little svelte today, here's Elvis.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all I hear's a reindeer pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children sing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus, a hickory Santa Claus, a ride down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. 'Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Try this one out.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on a thistle.
Gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be if I could only whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, two front teeth, two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on a thistle.
Gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be if I could only whistle. All I want for Christmas is my
two front teeth, two front teeth, two front teeth.
Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on a thistle.
Gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be if I could only whistle. So all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, two front teeth, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth,
then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
Christmas!
Pretty good. Nat the King Cole with All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. I never liked that song. I always hated that one. But I'm like, eh, I'll give it a shot. You know, sometimes you got to give things a shot, you know? You got to try. I think that's important. Hey, you like your Christmas stuff with a little edge? You like your Christmas songs with a little edge? Well, you're listening to Chris Earle here on WMFO in Memphis. And usually I do Chris's helpful tips if you want to call in and, you know, ask for some advice. At this point, I don't even want to give any. I just want to play Christmas songs. I'm frankly exhausted, you know. I give a lot. I give a lot to people. I do a lot for people. And what do I get in return? squat. It's all right. It is what it is. It's Christmas, you know? And what... and what... I like a little Gene Autry, you know? He's pretty good, you know? We played that a little before. We'll give one more Gene Autry, and then we'll get to something else. Gene Autry here. It's Christmas.
When the jolly old man with his bag of toys and his beard of snowy white stops at your house to make your Christmas bright, don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before. When you hear his sleigh bells, don't look front or back. He'll be coming down the chimney with a sack upon his back. If you wrote your letter to Santa and you're good, you'll find your stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would. So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy, he'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
Stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would. So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy, he'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
Don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before. When you hear his sleigh bells, don't look front or back. He'll be coming down the chimney with a sack upon his back. If you wrote your letter to Santa and you're good, you'll find your stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would. So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy, he'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. He'll be coming around the chimney like he's always done before. He's got his sack on his back. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great old time. See, now we're cooking. Now we're cooking. Now it's Christmas. Time for the Digital Underground. Merry Christmas.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangster Mac, but sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy, allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do it all.
Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on,
I do the Humpty Hump.
do the Humpty Hump.
People say you're Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me, but you can't get near me. I'm giving more C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere, cause in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, I'm not ashamed, big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid, I get laid by the ladies, you know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing, like Luke did. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said just grab them in the biscuits. Also told you that I like to bite. Well yeah, I guess it's obvious, I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on, yeah, sexy lady,
do the Humpty
come
hump.
I'll do the Humpty hump. Sexy baby, yeah, that's the break, y'all. Let a little of that bass groove right here. Yeah. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I limped to the side like my leg was broken, shaking and twitching kinda like I was smoking. Crazy, whack, funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funking, jumping, gig around, shaking your rump. And when a doodoo chump punk points a finger like a stunt, tell him step off, I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
Everybody,
I do the Humpty hump.
Come on,
I do the Humpty hump.
Again, the underground is in the house. I'd like to send a shout out to the whole world. Keep on doing the Humpty dance. And to all the ladies, peace and humptiness forever.
Just like that. You throw a little digital underground every now and then. Huh? For Christmas? Come on. Well, you like your Christmas with a little edge. You're in the right area. It's Chris Earle. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. Here with you until 8 p.m. Had a couple calls. Nobody wanted to go on the air. That's all right. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. What should I play? You can tell me. Tell me what you want me to play. It's 855-915-WMFO. Otherwise, I'm just going to play the Digital Underground for the next 2 hours. This isn't really what I planned to do. But I think it's going swimmingly. So far, it's a little different. As most of my shows usually are. But there's usually some
amount of format to it. And at this point, I'm just like, you know, I played all these songs over the years. I've been here for, what, 15 years on WMFO? 15 years. Here I am, the ass end of Friday, the tail end of Friday. And everybody's out partying and shopping, and here I am trying to entertain you, and nobody cares. Like, I got stuff to do today. Well, you know what? One day there ain't going to be any more Chris Earl. You're going to be like, boy, I miss that guy. I miss that show. Time Travel with Chris Earl. Whew. Wow, what a show. Chris's helpful tips when he gave all those good ideas and advice to people. Boy, what a guy. What a guy. I wish he were here now. But I'd be long dead. So that's it. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody. It is Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 8 p.m. How about the Beastie Boys singing a country tune? Never heard that before, have you? I bet you have. If you listen to my show before, you have. But this is Country Christmas by the Beastie Boys. It's actually Country Mike. Anyway, let me just put it on, and you decide what you want to do with it. How's that sound?
Thank the Lord Jesus Christ for helping my family gather around here today and putting all this great food on our table. And I just hope he's as generous to all the other fine country families out there on this special day. We're having a country Christmas. I hope you have one too. Santa Claus is baking biscuits. Did it bake for you? Daddy's got the fire a-blazing. It's such a fine sight to see. Now all the cowhands are amazing. And Santa left a gift for me. It's a country, country Christmas. People are gathering. Some whiskey and iron's what I gave to my mom. I promise, so Kris Kringle, I write a song at night on my guitar. Turkey with all the fixings, thank the Lord for all of my food. For the wise men in the manger, to this game I'll always stay. Well, it's a country, country Christmas. Sleigh bells and reindeer. Country, country Christmas. Just good old family cheer.
Ooh. Now look, Daddy. Santa came down the chimney. And he drank the milk and ate the cookies I left for him. Iron for Ma. See that, Dad? A little whiskey for you. And he even left a gift for me. Thank you, Santa. Merry Christmas.